Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious Baby Yodas. Whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer, get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of Baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in.
Welcome, Patu Towers, to the podcast.
Thank you.
Otherwise known as Melissa.
Yes. And Steve, who is not here.
Oh, and Steve.
But it's, yes, he's her husband. But it's funny because I guess like during Nicole's episode,
Yeah. She
like, I think Brian was in the same room. And at one time she mentioned Brian being in the same room. And so Steve said, do you want me to sit in the corner like Brian did? No, that's okay. You're good.
I mean, I was hoping that Brian would like talk to, because he's a very big part of the account, but he didn't. Yeah. He didn't say a thing, but I could hear him kind of chuckle now and then. Okay, so can you share a little bit about your background?
Yes. I will do that, Dawn. I'm surprised you asked. No. Yes. Okay, so my husband Steve and I live in Northern Virginia. We're about 45 minutes outside of DC. I'm actually probably skew a little older in the community. Like, I'm closer to 50 years old. Not like just to be clear what that 50 means.
I think that's most of us though, honestly.
Oh really?
Yeah. I'm 47, so. Well, oh. 48 in a few months. So yeah.
Okay. Well, I am almost 49. So wow. Okay. Yeah, we're super similar age.
Yeah.
That's great, because so like one of my hobbies is that I'm actually a PC gamer, and Oh. Yeah. So like super into PC gaming, and that whole community is pretty much like all 20 something boys.
Oh.
And so I'm almost always the only female, and definitely like double the age of most of the people. And they call me mom, and it's really uncomfortable.
Oh,
and,
you know,
the only thing that's good about it is that I keep up on some of like the lingo of the times, you know?
Yes.
So I do know like a lot of current memes and vernacular and things like that, but.
Oh God. See, that's where I need to be brushed up on that. Cause I don't know. Like half the stuff that kids are saying these days, I'm like, what does that even mean?
Yeah. Some of it, yes, their humor is really, really hard to understand, especially like the, you know, people like kids around the age of 15 that I still don't understand it. It's just too hard.
You know what? It sucks. Like I never felt like I was always like, oh, I'm going to be like a cool person my whole life. I'm not going to be like an old buddy-duddy who doesn't know the kid lingo, but it totally happens without you even realizing. Like it just, it leads you.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially right, because we're being about the same age, like we were born before the internet, and so it's a lot easier to say I'm going to be cool my whole life when it just means buying the latest album from like, a record store.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, the memes and like what they say, it's based on this just so obscure stuff that you wouldn't see unless you were connected to the same people and all these different places. So, yeah.
So it's definitely much harder for us now. It's not fair.
Yeah. But anyway, yes. So we live in the DC area in the suburbs. I have a 23-year-old son. So, in a way, like the babies are sort of, they're like empty nests because we really started getting into him when he was, like ready to move out of the house and stuff.
Oh gosh, so he's gone now. He's not at home anymore.
He left for a while, but he actually just recently, in the last few months, moved back in because he wants to save for a down payment for a house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Very cool.
he was just, paying like a lot of money in rent and said, "Why aren't I just putting this money towards a mortgage?" So,
Yeah, I
yeah.
know. Isn't that's crazy. That's how I feel here. It's like I pay more for my one bedroom apartment than my nephew who lives in Oregon. He pays like 500 less for a three bedroom house, two and a half baths or something.
No kidding.
It's ridiculous. I'm like, what
Yeah.
the heck? Yeah, so that's good that he's decided to do that. That's a smart move.
Yeah.
What
Yeah. So,
does he think about the account?
so he was raised on Star Wars, like his journey through, character worlds growing up was like Blue's Clues and then Toy Story, which had Buzz Lightyear, which was like a very natural like arc into Star Wars. And then he was all about Star Wars and he grew up on Star Wars, but he's kind of a purist, and so he doesn't feel that, and this might ruffle some Star Wars feathers out there, but that he doesn't feel that like the Mandalorian follows canon, and he really gets into that sort of stuff. So he's not a big fan, but he knows it's important to us, so he just sort of tolerates
He
it.
tolerates it.
Yes, I mean it's a very big presence in our house, so it's kind of like, sorry, you move back in. These are your siblings now, and
I think that's great, but I mean, it's true that a lot of Star Wars, like real hardcore Star Wars fans, don't like the baby or the whole Mandalorian arc. So, I mean, he it might ruffle feathers, but he's not alone in that aspect, I don't think.
yeah, but if you go back, I mean, I think that's happened throughout the entire Star Wars saga, right? Because there was the Ewoks, and then, I mean, of course, the most famous, like Jar Jar Binks and BB-8. Like, there's always these little kind of like cute or weird characters that are meant to be, this different thing. And, but anyway.
And people aren't always on into that.
Right.
So yeah, you were clearly a Star Wars fan way before The Mandalorian came out.
Yes, for sure.
So
Yeah.
that's See, awkward.
Yeah, I know, but it's like
No,
I feel like I totally took us off topic, and
not at
I'm
all.
like a bad interviewee. I'm
Not at
so sorry,
all.
Doc.
No, it's perfect. I'm sitting here like, yes, this is great. No, I do love it. It's good. Melissa, yours is gonna be the best one.
Sucks.
Oh, dude. Oh gosh. So I wanted to ask you about Virginia.
It's really interesting. Let me tell you all about
How close are you to the ocean? No, I don't know. What am I even talking about? I don't even know what to say.
I don't know. Do you want me to go back to asking you questions? Okay, Dawn, are you married or do you have a significant other?
I know, like I'm the one that needs to be like chilled out, like get into the
It's okay. I know. I'm on a laughing streak now, so
It makes it
gotta.
fun. It makes it fun.
So Virginia. So what do you want to know about Virginia?
So like It is close to Washington, D.C. Do you guys ever go there for, oh, for like school projects or something? That would be like an interesting, like,
Oh yeah, like take the babies there.
yeah. Well, I guess that would kind of go into one of the questions, like, do you ever take the babies out? Like, do you do, right? Yeah, you take them out and do stuff with them.
I mean, a little bit. We've always taken them. We've always taken them on trips with us, but I don't know that I've ever like left to do a photo shoot somewhere. I mean, they're more just everywhere we go, at least one goes with us. I mean, not to the grocery store. I mean, a baby probably wants to go to the grocery store with me. He wants to see Farmy Yoda,
Oh,
but
yeah.
so he will go with me someday, but no, excuse me. Not really. I want to do stuff like that more, but I mean, so much of, I guess, my editing style is just to sort of create the backgrounds and create the world.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just a little bit more like the approach I've taken is sort of dreaming up worlds for them to be in versus
Yeah.
going out in the real world.
Yeah, and making them fit into what's already there. Well, that's a great segue into the questions that we have from the community, because so many people are interested in what or how Batuu Towers it works, like, and what it is that gave you the inspiration. So I'm gonna just ask you some of the questions.
Okay.
Oh, and we do have a couple audio questions that came in.
No kidding.
So,
Ah, is King Chip one of them with the turkey thing?
yes, maybe so.
Ah.
So the first question, and this is actually a I'll let's see. Oh, I'll let you know who it's from, and then I'll play the audio because this one
Okay.
came in audio. So the first question is from Life of Baby Yoda.
What inspires you creatively when you are making your videos? They're always so well done. I just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, that was nice. So I don't, I mean, honestly, it's interesting that it's Nicole that asked that question because most of it's just inspired by her homework that is,
Wow.
well, Teacher Charlie's homework.
Yeah.
It's great that every week, instead of having to sort of come up with like, oh, what am I gonna do? There's some topic that I could just kind of, I try to just sit and ponder on it and think about like how it can be unique. But yeah, I mean, it's, if you look at our account, it's almost all homework.
Wow, that is interesting. And I like that about school because it doesn't make you, I mean, you have free license to kind of interpret the assignment how you want in a way, but it's like you don't have to come up with something out of the blue. It's like you know that you have to do XYZ. So do it and figure out how you're going to do it and make it unique. And you guys have a really awesome way of doing that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and Teacher Charlie is super supportive, like even when things get off topic, like for example, when Professor Dr. Stinky Sinkerson did his Grogu nutrition pyramid, that was completely, I mean, it was relevant, but it was supposed to be, I believe, to like make a snack. And instead, he
Yeah.
decided to take over the account and give one of his lectures. And Teacher Charlie was a little disappointed that it wasn't on topic, but fully supported the effort. So it was all good.
The thing is that he does support, the free license that each student has to interpret the assignments however they want to. So
Yeah.
that's helpful. But that lesson was pretty good, and I think a lot of the babies appreciated that food pyramid. They were able to take it to their parents and be like, "Look, this is actual fact."
Yes, there is even like an alert in the middle of it that's like telling the parents that they have to give them chalky right now. Like, Stinky Stinkerson, he knows what's up. Like,
I mean, it's not it's there right in front of them. They have to believe it. They can see
exactly.
it.
It's scientific fact. It's 100%, as he would say, it's 100% accurate.
Yes. Well, that kind of going along with that, Clunk and Bonk asked a question, and they want us, or they're saying, your posts are always so creative. How do you find the inspiration and the time?
So the inspiration kind of goes the same thing. It's just, that so much of it's from the homework or just something that like my husband and I've actually, we only found the community about a year or so ago, but we've been taking the babies and making them do crazy things for like 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so we, I mean, it's actually started when we originally got who then was Baby Yoda, because in the first season the child has no name, and he's now who we all know is Squishy Butt. But when he was our very first baby, him and our cat, who she is a Baby Yoda, she wears her ears, her name is
Oh my
Poo Poo Kitty, and it's two of
goodness.
them actually started a cult together. And so every day we would go downstairs, and in front of our fireplace there would be like more things off of our shelves that were like things that became a part of this cult, like a duck or a dog statue or like a stuffed animal, and this cult just kept growing. And so
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
So we've been doing this stuff way before we even knew that there was a Baby Yoda community. So it's sort of like I found my people. Like when we found it, my Steve was like, "We have to start doing this." So yeah. But as far as the time goes, like it is hard to find the time. I will say that. Like, unfortunately, like what I have to sacrifice in order to put out the content is like I just don't get to do like the birthdays and all the events. Because for example, right now there's like the BY Fest, and I know it's Little Green's birthday. Happy birthday, Little Green. But like I can't really do that stuff because I'm working on the wrestling stuff, and then I'm working on the group project, and it's pretty time intensive.
Well, and that's something Nicole was talking about in when we talked, was that you make the time, you have to make the time, and it's all about the effort you put into it. And yeah, you might not have time to do every single thing, but you do make sacrifices here and there just to do what you can. And I
But
think,
it's so much fun. I mean, it just brings so much joy like to us and hopefully to other people. And
Oh gosh,
so I mean, it's
yes.
just such a positive way to spend my time. I'd much rather do that than like, I don't know, sit and play gambling on my phone. What else do what do people do?
I know exactly.
Play the slots.
So what ended up like inspiring you guys to start the account? Was it, did you see, were you seeing posts and before you had the account, and you guys decided, let's do it too?
So we didn't know anything about it. I had actually, so my husband and I are both former internet career people. Like, we both worked in the technology field. He still semi works in the technology field. I was a like an executive at a web design and development company, and that was during the time when social media, before and during the time that like social media was literally invented, and when smartphones first came out. And so we were some of the people that were like really on the forefront of that stuff, like very early accounts. Like we actually met at the conference where Twitter was launched.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that, where I'm going with that is that because like it was so much a part of work, and you know, we got into social media so early, like I personally burned down on it pretty fast. Like I barely touch Facebook anymore. Definitely burned down on Instagram really fast, and et cetera. But then, you know, when the Baby Yoda doll came out, I mean, it was so cute. I just couldn't get enough. And then I think, you know, I saw like the first Brandon Whitten. Like the, he takes the doll and it's like, hello, how are you today? And it's a really, really cute one. And then he started with his account, but I found that on TikTok. So I still hadn't even gone to Instagram. And then I went to Switzerland like 2 years ago, I think. And friends there were like, do you have an Instagram account? I'm like, oh, do I really have to pull this thing out again? And so then I was like, you know what? I should see if there's any Baby Yoda content on Instagram.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Found the Baby Yoda community. It was like, oh my God, I can't believe this exists.
And like you said, you found your people.
Yes.
Oh gosh, that's an awesome way to have found everybody.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure we found Life of Baby Yoda first. And then it just like just kept finding people from there.
Yeah. Oh gosh, but it's just it's so funny to know that you guys had the babies already, or at I don't know how many you had before, but, you know, starting your cult and all that before even coming into the Instagram side of it. That's
yeah. Cool. I mean, like Squishy, at one point he had like an addiction to political talk radio.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So like we would catch him with like the headphones on and he was listening to it all the time. And then he started doing all this like really weird political stuff in the house. So it, yeah, I mean, sometimes it got a little weird, but for the most part, they're just having fun.
For the most part, the other part it's true, it's serious.
I mean, we can't watch them all the time, they outnumber us.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, how many are part of your account now, or how many babies do you actually have?
I have a lot, so I wrote down, I started to write down how many, and it got to be too much.
Oh.
So I say that we have two like shelves, like put two towers with that actually.
Yeah,
it's just a bookshelf in my family room, and we got a little plaque to put on it that says Patu Towers.
That
and
is
then
so cute.
And then there's my son's old room that he moved out of, that's the second room. And that has another bookshelf, and that's actually where I film. And so there's two bookshelves that are pretty much full of babies, but of the like the core babies, there's about 17, I think.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
And then I think that in addition to that 17, there's probably like another 8 that are that kind of come in and out. But
yeah,
but I think I want to say that those 17, all of them have been on the account, like have had
awesome.
Some kind of content.
Oh my gosh. And they all, I'm sure, have their own name. I won't make you list all their names out unless you want to, but I'm sure they all have their own names, their own personalities.
They definitely do. And that was, again, like one of the things I've just loved about this podcast is, one, because we are new, like it's just been so great to really learn a lot of the history of the community, because you guys have been doing this for about 4 years. But it's just so nice to hear the history, but also just hearing people talk about how they, you know, the babies really, they tell us what their personalities are. And that's 1,000% true. Like, no idea that Stinky Stinkerson was going to become a doctor and a professor and like just total academic. Have no idea where that even came from.
Yep.
You know, that guy, he's the one with the mustache, and he definitely gave himself his own name, and like he loves to say pants are optional. You know, he wants to open an Italian restaurant.
Like, oh my God.
It's just it's crazy. But yeah, I mean, Squishy Butts, definitely, like, he's our first and he's our number one. But I mean, we have a lot of names. I'm not gonna go off on all the names, but there's definitely a lot.
It is so funny though how they all, and I know I've talked about this with other people, but it's just, it still is amazing to me that the babies have their own personalities that not necessarily were given to them by us, but they've developed them on their own. And I know that people don't, probably anybody who's not in the community would not get that. And they'll just think we're a bunch of weirdos, but it's so true. It just happens.
Yeah.
And it
really does. Like, it doesn't come from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just happens. And you wouldn't understand unless you had them. Because, I mean, Stinky, I've never really told anybody this, but Steve bought Stinky as a replacement. Like, because I don't know, I have never heard anybody else talk about this, but our Happy Doll was the very first one that had the hand you can push to make the sounds.
Oh yeah.
And she was all giggles. It's like just a giggle box. But that same doll since, same baby, sorry, not doll. Baby,
oh right.
Since has like weird sounds.
Oh.
Like not giggles, but it's like and they make these really weird sounds. And so we got Stinky because Happy needed surgery. Her voice box was failing.
Oh.
And so Steve got Stinky thinking that it'd be a replacement, but then you open the box and it's a baby. It's not, you can't harvest organs from your baby to put in another baby.
Right.
So that's but Stinky really does stink. I mean, he smells bad to this day.
Funny.
And we've had him for, I don't know, 8 months, and he's smelly.
Whoa.
that's a real thing.
Poor baby. I wonder why. That's so funny.
I don't know. Maybe it's the university he went to get his degree. I have no idea. I don't know. But he smells like the inside of an auto shop.
How funny. That is so weird.
Yeah. Am I answering your questions or am I just totally going off on weird tangents?
No, you totally are. It's perfect. Did you submit a question?
That was a joke. That was a joke. That was a joke. That was for you. Do you want me to take a voice recording of it? Why is your butt so squishy?
Well, I could answer that one. No, I'm joking.
Why are you checking out my butt, Dawn?
I know.
No.
I was going to say, who told you?
Yeah, right? Well, squishy butt. I mean, his butt's squishy because he's 4 years old and he's had a lot of love. So,
aww.
Yeah. I actually did restuff him once and it was a little weird because it was like he yeah. sort of became different. Like he wasn't quite him. But he's back to being super squishy now. But okay, I might restuff him because of the wrestling match that's happening right now, you know?
Oh.
Like, we'll have to see. I'm not sure what powers he's going to get in this now that he's Wolverine, but he has to reveal them to me.
I like the idea of the claws coming out of his butt.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what his final form is going to be. I think that's very likely. I mean, with the name like Wolverine butt. But, you know, I don't know. It depends. Like Trooper might take him down in the first match and we'll never know.
I know, that's true. I mean, it's like anyone's game,
right?
Yeah. I like that. Well, I guess Vanderlinder, he's the baby or the dad of
Yersin, right?
Yes, Yersin. So I think we already just asked his question though. I answered it. He asks, how did you find the BYC? And I guess that was when you were in Switzerland. Was that when you actually found it?
It's literally just from, I had been, it was my guilty pleasure to go to TikTok, and I only had TikTok on my phone so I could do a search Baby Yoda, and I would just look for anything Baby Yoda. But on TikTok, most of the Baby Yoda content is just people doing cute stuff like with the baby, but they're not giving them like a real personality. Like Brandon Whitten really was the only person I saw doing that. So when I got back into Instagram from having burned out on it from work, I did the same thing. Like I just did a search for, I'm like, I bet you they have some Baby Yoda content on there too. And I did a search and it just blew my mind that, you know, not only was it content with the babies, but that they were, you know, just like you talk about, you know, in your first couple episodes, like they have their own voice, they have their own accounts, they have their own dialogue, they have their own lives. Like, it really is, it's a community of the babies. And it's like, oh, this is like I found my drug.
yeah, it is, it really is.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like the perfect escape.
Exactly, definitely a guilty pleasure, and you know, just a fun way to spend your time.
Yeah, I mean, you could be doing a lot worse, I think, or we could be doing a lot worse.
Well, that's exactly whenever, you know, in the beginning, when my son would get a little weird about it, I would just say, hey, you know, your mother could be like a drug addict or an alcoholic. Like, wouldn't you rather I do this? Like, this is so harmless and it brings me so much joy. And he's like, okay, that's a good point.
It's true. Does he have any friends that know about it, or does he kind of keep that?
Yes, like, I mean, his girlfriend. Like, yeah, his girlfriend definitely. Yeah. She likes it. She gets a kick out of it definitely more than him. Like, you know, we even before we started it, we would show her some of the cool stuff from the BOIC whenever she was willing to look, like the movie that the Nuggie, the Yabu, Return of Yabu.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, like we showed her that and she definitely, like, she actually has a pretty big account on TikTok. Like, she does her own content there, and so she has an appreciation for like how much time it all takes. And
yeah, that's the thing. I don't think you know, most people realize what is involved with the production of the videos or even just the pictures.
Well, and engaging with the audience too. That's a lot of time, you know, because I really like to make sure to thoughtfully, I try to thoughtfully answer everybody who takes the time to, you know, leave a comment or whatever. And that takes a lot of time too.
It does. Yes. It's like a, almost like a part-time job running these accounts and doing that engagement. Well, Baby Yoda Peanut had a good question. So we're kind of along the lines of that. They ask, where did you gain your editing skills or get your inspiration from? Your videos are always so special.
It was really nice to see. That's very nice of them to say. And it was a huge compliment when people.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
People were asking, when babies were asking questions like that, because I have zero skills and zero background. And
oh, like, my God. None.
I have no, like, I literally just started playing on my iPad when I joined, when we joined the BYC, and just, you know, I just looked for different apps that, and I tried CapCut and I tried a few other ones and, just found one. And I, I'm just that kind of person that if I get a new toy, I have to push every button and figure out how it works. And so it was really just about like committing to one piece of software and clicking every single button in it and figuring out what I could do. And it's even, you know, having started it, I think we started the account in like August. You know, I'm still learning stuff every time I put out a new video, like, but it's, I have no background. I've never done a creative thing in my life. I have no background in video editing, or it's all
That's
just,
crazy.
It's all just figuring it out whenever I like somebody, well, mostly us. So I have to say, like, Steve, he definitely inspires me to figure out new ways to do things, because in our content, like, I mean, most of it's for me, like I have the idea and I do the editing, but he'll have these, he has this great imagination and he'll want to add like just a little something extra that really takes it up a notch, and I have to figure out how to do it. And that's a challenge. Yeah. Like, you know, talking about like the nutrition pyramid, like he's the one who wanted to have, you know, Stinky with chocolate all over his face, like waving the chocolate bar in front of the camera. And, you know, like in the Beastie Babies video, there's a close up of the baby, like actually doing a turntable, like he's a DJ. Yeah. And that was his idea. And it, and his idea is just take it up a notch and I have to figure out a way to do it. And so that really sort of makes me learn it a little bit more too.
Yeah. So that's, that is kind of a interesting, I mean, super interesting fact that you were not like, you didn't already have all of these skills and you just applied it to your account. Because when we, when I was talking to Baby Yersin, that was his main thing about not making the videos is he doesn't know how to do it. He doesn't know what apps to use, what, you know, even the first step in trying to do it. So it's just really kind of a learning as you go, situation. And,
And practice. I mean, it's, and that might be something where, like, you know, being the age that I am, that I'm, it's that it, like younger people might not realize like how amazing it is to have so much information that you can have at any time. So if you don't know how to do something, you just look it up and it's all right there.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you can really learn how to do just about anything if you want.
Yeah, that's what I've found is, I just Google everything, look it up on YouTube. It's just, everything is there for you if you want to learn how to do it. It's available.
Right. Like, I come from the generation where the biggest question is do I use World Book or Encyclopedia Britannica to do this really boring report? Like,
oh my God, yes. I was, like, thinking back to high school when we had to use encyclopedias and now it's like everything's on the internet. I'm like, God, this is so easy. These kids are so spoiled today because they can just look everything up and it's right there in front of them.
Exactly.
They don't have to spend hours at the library. And...
Yeah.
So, Daddy Loves Grogu. They wanted to know, what kind of apps and software do you use for making videos? Because they love your videos.
Thank you. That's so nice. Like, everybody's so nice. And
that's true.
So the app I use is called Video Leap. And then I use a companion app called Photo Leap that they go together. You know, Photo Leap is just the flat pictures, but it's really good at like taking the background out to isolate a certain image or whatever. And then Video Leap is the one where, you know, you can add lots of layers and, but I think it honestly, it has the same, if I look at other, I will say I use my iPad, and that's pretty key. Like, I tried to use it on the phone and it's just, it's too big. I think things like CapCut are probably a little more suited to the phone. Mm-hmm. But
that's the app I use for the most part.
Yeah. Like, and CapCut barely, it doesn't even really work on, I have an iPad Pro, so it's pretty big. And like with CapCut, you have to, because it's only vertical. It's only vertical. And so you can't do it horizontally. And so Video Leap was one of the only ones that had a really good interface horizontally. But I think they all have the same things, but there's certain features that people just may not know what they are. Like, it took me a really long time to figure out what keyframes are. And I think keyframes are in all of the different apps because it's such a core feature for like video editing. But it took me a really long time. Like, I'm like, what is this thing? What does it mean?
Yeah.
But I finally figured out that what a keyframe is you, like, if you're looking at, well, visualize it as a piece of film, you put a marker at one place in the film, and then let's say you go down 10 seconds and you put another marker, and you're just telling it what's happening between this one, marker one and marker two. And between those two markers, you can say like, well, I'm going to make it opaque. I'm going to make it, I'm actually going to move it from the left of the screen to the right of the screen. So you can say at marker one, it's all the way to the left, and at marker two is all the way to the right. And that's what makes it animate. because now, as it goes those 10 seconds, it's moving from the left of the screen to the right of the screen because you told it that's where it should be by that frame. And so that was a huge breakthrough to figure that out. But I think all of the, I think they all pretty much do the same thing as far as the features. It's just that so many of them are hard to understand.
That's true. A lot of them are a lot easier, user-friendly, I guess, than other ones. If you have a lot of background or experience, you can figure it out in, this app versus that app. Whereas if you're just coming into it, like maybe Video Leap is a good one, or I know a lot of people use, oh, what's that one? OneShot or InShot? Yeah,
I
InShot.
don't think I've tried that one out.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, I've used it a few times and it's got some good features. I think, like you said, all the other apps have the kind of same features, but yeah, it's just kind of trying different ones and seeing which ones you jive with, I guess, more than
And
others.
I mean, I'm always kind of even on the hunt for another one because the one I've been using, they've been sort of, it seems like they're all going towards AI editing because that's what's, cool, but that's really, it's not the kind of content we're really doing in BYC. And so they're like the app that I use, they seem to be removing features to make room for the AI editing. And so I mean, I have paid like an annual subscription to get the full suite of features, and that so that's a little heartbreaking when something pretty important is taken away. For example, it used to have the Giphy catalog in the app, so like if I wanted to just add a hamburger falling from the sky, I could go and look up hamburger and it would give me like, oh, here's our five hamburger stickers you can use. And they've completely pulled that feature out, and so now I have to do that. I have to go to Giphy and like find the hamburger, save it to my iPad, and then add it to the video. So it's just like so much
Oh
more time
gosh.
consuming. Yeah.
Yeah, that is frustrating. I mean, the AI part is cool in some areas and some features, but yeah, I'm so frustrated by that myself. I hate that they're trying to turn everything into AI. Like, no, we want, give us our creative freedom just to make what we want. Well, we did already kind of say where you learned about video production, but I have to ask Toy Not Grogu's question. He asks, where did you learn about video production?
I have never learned about video production. Yeah. No, I mean, I really do. I have even though my career was technology, my first career, I should say, was technology. It was from the business side. So I was, in charge of project management and operations. And so I mean, I worked with a lot of creative people and I was consulting with clients a lot about like interface design. So I have a just a little bit of just a technical mind, I guess, but yeah, zero experience on my own until I started with BYC, and it's really just tenacity. It's 100% tenacity. Just like, I gotta figure this out.
Yeah, that's the thing is I never had any well not to say that I'm on the same level as you with your videos, but like yeah, like none of that stuff I knew before. I had to learn everything. I think that's the way a lot of us are. We're just kind of learning as we go. And I get inspired by seeing other people's videos and I'm like, you know what? I gotta try to do that. And so like definitely seeing the stuff that you're making, I am so amazed to hear that you haven't had like professional training because
No.
it's awesome. It's so good.
Well, and some and on the one hand, like some of the AI stuff is making aspects of it editing easier, like removing background through the app has become so much easier because now if like the if the clip is shorter than 10 seconds, I can just say, here's what I want to keep. And I just use lists of markers to choose the baby and it wipes everything out. Whereas when I even first started 8 months ago, I had to use chroma key, which is so hard because the baby's green. So you can't do green screen. And so I was using a red sheet that I had, and even that, it's like if there's anything else red, then forget about it. So that's, and then also like, the feature of being able to just remove something has, has, like, so if I'm using a string or something, I can just zoom in on it and remove it, and it just magically disappears. Oh. And I think that's all actually AI features. They don't call it AI features in the app, but it is like an AI behind the scenes that's doing that.
Oh gosh, that's cool. I didn't know that was a thing. That's pretty pretty detailed. Okay, so
yeah,
that part.
I mean, if anybody ever wants to know how I did something, I'm always happy to help. Like, I'll geek out on this stuff.
Oh, nice. Okay, now you're going to be full of DMs with, how did you do this? How did you do that? So Baby Yule 20 wants to know, where do you get such good ideas for your movies?
Yeah, I mean, mostly homework. It's homework. Yeah, it's
I think, and I'm wondering if they mean like the ideas of how, okay, like for example, the Beastie Babies, like how did that come about? Like, where did that come from?
So Beastie Babies was our very first homework assignment.
Oh, was
when
it?
We joined it? Yeah. When we joined the school, you know, it's talking about how, like, I have zero experience with this. Like, I think I only have like 84 pieces of content. It's still all pretty new.
Wow.
And so if you scroll down to the early stuff, like I did, a wrecking ball video with my baby called Teeny, and it's so awful. So you can see I had no skills, but it's I wasn't gonna post it. I was so embarrassed by it. And Steve said, no, it is hysterical.
Yes.
You have to post it like that. It's He's awesome. Like, because it's so funny.
It is awesome. Yeah. I can't believe you didn't make it.
So like we joined BY school and the Battle of the Bands was happening right then. And I think the deadline was something like a couple days after we joined.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked if we could have the weekend and still submit something. And Teacher Charlie said yes. And so it was the first project that Steve and I did together. And it was another one, like he definitely had a vision of how he wanted it to be.
Oh, good,
and so it was a combination of his vision and like me knowing how the software work and what's practical. And just trial and error, really.
Yeah.
But it did, I'd say that the Beastie Babies was really cute. Like, it turned out so well. And it was so fun to do.
It was so freaking awesome.
Yeah. You know, it was just like, what's an iconic, when we were doing Battle of Bands, it's just like, what's an iconic song and an iconic video?
Yeah.
And so we looked at a few that we were thinking of, like, we were thinking of doing, like, is it Addicted to Love, where all the girls are on the guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were thinking about doing that one. And there's a few that we considered, but ultimately, I mean, come on, the Beastie Boys.
Like, yeah, the Beastie Babies. No, that was perfect. And I think that was before I was in school. It didn't occur to me that that was part of a school assignment. So that's cool.
I mean, I would say probably 75% of our content is school assignment. And then, I mean, the only thing I would call like a movie was the lunch one we just did.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a combination of, it was actually after, you know, the first podcast you did with Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so inspiring, like, one, you doing the podcast and it just being so good and hearing Nicole's story and like how much work she puts into it. And so I reached out to both of you just saying, hey, like, you're amazing. Is there any way I can help? And, you know, you asked me to do this. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do it. And then, but Steve kept saying like, you really should go on there.
Yes.
But Nicole and I kept the conversation going and she said, I would love for you to do something special for school. So we combined, came up with the idea of, you know, a day in the cafeteria for lunch week with ending with Teacher Charlie getting the pie in the face. But yeah, most of the stuff is school assignments.
Yeah.
It's just, I do like make sure to think about what's something I can do that's a little unique.
Yeah. Well, you guys come up with such great ideas. Like, it's a total inspiration for the rest of us, I think.
Oh, that's so nice.
No, it's the truth. Well,
we're inspired by everybody else. So it's, you know, I think it's a circular thing.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's like, mutual. we're just putting out what everybody is giving to us already.
It's just it's such a creative community. It's mm-hmm. Everybody's so awesome at it. The Real Baby Yoda Sweden, they have a submission. They said, not a question, just want to say you make amazing videos. And that's that's the truth.
So nice.
That is the truth. I think there's another one that's kind of like that too. Let me go to that one. Is it? Oh, Clonk and Bonk. They also say, not a question, but you are some of our newest friends, and we are so happy you are here.
That's so nice. I mean, we know that we are the newest, and it's honestly like part of the reason I didn't really want to do the podcast because there's just so many people I want to hear from, and you know, it didn't feel like it was my turn.
Oh gosh.
You know, but I mean, there's just so many people, like, for example, you know, hearing like the real Baby Yoda Sweden saying that, like,
yeah.
I mean, they are so nice. Like, they, like, there's especially so many accounts that like take the time to put out all this thoughtful content and just comment on everybody's stuff and like always say happy birthday and,
yeah,
and always join the events. And like, sure, I mean, my stuff is, you know, it's got some cool bells and whistles, but like just the heart that's in those accounts is, it's giant.
Yeah,
you know. And so it's really nice to hear, like, Clonk and Bonk is another one, like, that's just so sweet.
Yeah, well, it's true, Melissa. I know you feel like you guys are new and don't deserve like a spotlight or you know, special attention, but no, you guys are, you're amazing. Like, just the
thank you.
Not only the content and the way you're putting content out and the creativity behind it, but just the way you guys engage with everybody, it's deserving of accolades itself. You know, you guys are really really engaging with your audience and you're commenting and stuff, so I think that's really great. You deserve all of that.
Well, you know, the world is so always just messy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the BYC is this, just this like bubble of positivity and kindness.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I see it as like, anytime you come across that, you need to tend to it and care for it. And that helps.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully it grows other places.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like a pay it forward situation.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, we have another question from Grogstergram. This is an audio question they submitted.
Okay.
Here.
Hi, Patty Towers. This is for Squishy Bot. Will you be doing any twerking classes for the rest of us? We want to learn, especially King Chip.
I mean, I think Squishy would be happy, more than happy, to give twerking classes. And I mean, he's literally looking at me right now and he's like, why haven't we done that already?
Yes.
And he's giving me some side eye. And so, yeah, I think that's probably going to have to be in the works now.
Yeah.
But yeah, Squishy, yeah. He's a crazy dancer. He never stops dancing. Like, seriously, like it'll be the end credits for like a zombie show when he starts dancing to the end credits. So it just never stops.
It's just innate. He's innately a dancer.
Yes.
Well,
and the squishier his butt gets, the easier it is to twerk. So
that's the key to twerking, his squishy butt.
exactly.
Well, that answers maybe Grogu Little Green's question, because they asked, how does squishy butt dance like that?
Oh, well, you know what, Grogu Little Green just put out a video for Warp Wednesday that had some quality twerking.
Oh.
Squishy definitely approved. So, you know, I mean, Squishy might do, he might do his, okay, he's looking at me like, yes, I'm definitely doing a how-to video. But yeah,
yes.
So it's coming, but Little Green definitely knows what's up. I just want to say that.
Perfect. Well, actually, I'm looking forward to the how-to video, because I've tried to learn how to twerk. Like, literally, I can't do it. I think it's my age or something, but I don't know.
I mean, I think it helps that they're all butt. I mean, he's all butt. He doesn't even have legs. So, like, he's not going to have any issues with, like, his knees hurting or, like, not having a strong enough core. Like, he's all butt.
Okay, that's the key. That's so cute. Okay, Blurs Days with Baby Yoda asks, is there a particular lesson you learned that you would like to pass on to the BYC?
Well, I saw that question, and I actually had this conversation with who ate our snacky snacks yesterday.
Oh.
And just kind of talking about like being positive and how to live your life. And there's this book called The Four Agreements. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I've never read that, but I heard of it.
So I'm gonna actually just read them really quick, but it's a really small book, but anybody can just look up and you can get the
Yeah.
synopsis, and that's enough. But there are agreements that you make with yourself to like have a higher quality of life. And one is to be impeccable with your word. So, if you're gonna say something, then be as honest as you can, right? Like it doesn't help anybody when you're not honest. And then two is to not take anything personally, because like if somebody's saying something and you think it's personal, it's probably almost always has more to do with them than it does with you. So you should really think about where they're coming from, more about making it about yourself. And then don't make assumptions, because like when you assume something, then you are putting like you're projecting yourself onto that situation or that person. And again, it pro that's their life experience is completely different than your life experience. And then the fourth one is just always, whatever you do, always do your best. And so like when I found that, gosh, I want to say like 20 years ago or so, like that's really, really simple, but it can really apply to almost anything, like any confrontation, any situation. If you just sort of make those agreements with yourself, then it just makes life lighter. You just don't carry the same amount of burdens. And then just like my two like personal philosophies are just to always be kind. Like it's so much easier to be kind, even when you're in a bad mood. You gotta make an effort to be kind. I remember during the Yersin interview, he said the same thing. Like it's so true. And then the last one that's for me is just to there's always something to learn, right? Like no matter what you're doing, you can probably learn something new. And so I just really try to like approach life from a perspective of like constantly learning.
Those are some really great lessons. That's
It's a lot. Sorry. I feel like I just like was on a
oh,
soapbox for a little bit. So you can just throw that
no
away if you want.
way.
I probably feel better if you
Oh,
did.
dude, I feel like I want to cry and I'm trying not to. So I'm not throwing it away. It's awesome. Oh my God. I really want to read that book now.
It's really good. I mean, but that's one of the things. Like I remember, like I think I was telling Nicole that that lunch video took about 40 hours to produce over the course of like a month. And her response was like, "Oh, wow, you must really love the BYC." And it's like, I do really love the BYC, like, because there's just, it's so positive. Like, there's so much positivity and kindness and, just appreciating like the good things of life, whether it's like for the Spring Fest or the Baby Yoda Fest. It's like flowers. Just appreciate the flowers. Let's appreciate each other. Like, and so it's nice to find that. Anyway, I'm done. My gosh, I really don't like talking about myself as much, Dawn.
I'm sorry that I'm making you, but it's beautiful.
Can I ask you more questions? Come on.
But let me stop crying because now I feel stupid.
Aww.
Oh, that was really great. I swear to God, dude, like all four of those agreements I need to employ in my own everyday life.
It's a really, really short book, and especially the don't take things personally is a huge one, because if you like, it's so much a part of who I am now that like I don't even think about it anymore. But if every time, if you're ever like, I just, especially because even though I'm introverted, I actually have this really big personality, and so those two things kind of conflict. If I'm in a room, I have this big personality, and other people might get kind of like abrasive with me or want to have a conflict with me, and my introversion is in the meantime inside of me. I feel like horrible. I'm having like horrible anxiety. And so that really helped to not take things personally, because if somebody's being like that towards me, like if somebody's being kind of confrontational for whatever reason, most likely it has nothing to do with me. It's because they wanted to be the center of attention, or they're having a bad day, or, you know, they don't like how I smell, or
anything.
It's like, whatever it is, I can't control it. I can't control how they feel or what they're thinking. All I can do is what the fourth one is just always be my best self. And that's all I can do.
Yeah, so. You can't control anybody else and what they're thinking, what they're doing. So yeah, that's a good lesson. So have you met any friends in person or friends?
No. And this is awful for me to say, but when we first got involved, I was like, oh wow, these people meet each other. I'm not doing that. Like, there's no way I'm doing that. And then, but now that I've met everybody, I'm like, oh my gosh, I so want to meet everybody. I can't wait to meet everybody. like, oh my gosh, I want to go to Scotland and I want to go to England. And I want to but no, we have not met anybody yet. Really wanted to go to the Anaheim meetup. Was last weekend, right?
Oh yeah.
How was it? You were there, right?
Yeah, it was really fun. It was because it was like a different sort of atmosphere, because it wasn't just like BYC people getting together. It was like we went to a fan expo and there was all kinds of things to do and see and look at with like Baby Yoda stuff on the side. So it was pretty fun though. We got to meet some people that we hadn't met before.
That's cool. That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just it didn't work with schedules, and it's a pretty long plane ride for for just a day instead of like a whole weekend kind of thing. The Halifax one kind of looked into it. It's also pretty far away, but I think there's a meetup in September in New Jersey, I want to say.
Yes.
And so hoping that actually happens, because that one I would definitely want to make. But I, you know, especially listening to this podcast, it just sounds like Las Vegas was so much fun. And
God.
We had just joined the community when you all were going. And so it was a little too early for that.
Yeah, definitely. But no, I think if you go to New Jersey, that'll be a really good one, because I think last year's was pretty fun from what I heard. Everybody had a really good time.
Oh, so it's the second one in the same place?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Maybe it'll be like an annual thing there. That would be kind of cool for East Coast meetups to happen there.
Yeah. I mean, it really, everybody is like all over the world.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think it was, somebody was telling me that there's one in France in May.
Oh yeah, I think so. Oh my gosh. I just need to not have to work and just travel the world going to these meetups.
Let's do it. Let's me and you. We're going to co-host podcasts.
Yeah.
And we're going to make millions of dollars, because it's going to be so famous.
Everybody's going to want to hear about these weirdos who
that's
have
right.
baby
that's right. That's right. Hey, wait, you've got your digital marketing degree now. So you're you're going to figure it out. You're going to market it. That's the key. Everybody knows the key to making money is marketing.
Yes, that's true. If only I knew how to actually do it. I'm like, okay, I graduated. Now what? I don't know what to do. Anyway, what was I going to, I was just going to say something and I forgot. Oh, well, I think the moment's bad. I was going to just make a reference to when you said how you saw that people were meeting up and you're like, oh, hell no, we're not doing that. And it's funny, because that is how it was, I think, for everybody in the beginning. Like, obviously, it's social media. It's the internet. Nobody knew, like, who was really behind the accounts. And so getting to know each other was so hard, because nobody wanted to give their real name. And you know, sending out happy mail when that became a thing, it was like, oh God, I got to open up a post office box because I don't want these people to know where I live. And now, like, people are coming to stay at our house and, you know, we're going to meet up. And it's like, it's become such a strong community. It's so funny that, you know, here you are ready now to go and meet everybody.
Well, again, like, because I've been involved in communities through the gaming world for a long, long time. And it's just that it's definitely like protect your identity as much as possible sort of environment.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, people will definitely steal, they'll, what is it called? Doxing. Like, definitely interested in trying to get your information to use it in a very bad way.
Yeah.
So absolutely, like, I would never meet people from my gaming community. Like, it'd be like, hey, can you come hang out with me in my mom's basement? Like, seriously, I'm not even.
Yeah, right.
So that's a little bit of my experience coming into this, like, where I'd be like, oh my gosh, I would never meet these people. But it's right. So obviously just this group of just really normal. Yes, we have a little bit of a not typical, I'm gonna say, you know, pastime yeah. of loving our new children, our little green children. But it's just such a genuine group of people, you know, just mm-hmm. that have to all come from a really good place and
yeah.
and kind of all look at life the same way. And yeah. so that's what it's like. Hey, I really like to meet these people. I mean, it's just, again, like, a lot of it is hearing you all talk about it in the podcast, just how much fun it is.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Maybe that'll help inspire people to come to more meetups. Because I know that there's, well, this time when we were in Anaheim, what is it? Captain Hook 72, mm-hmm. they came, and that had been their first meetup ever.
Aww.
And yeah, and so, and they've been in the community for a while, and there's been other meetups that happened, you know, in the Southern California area. So I think it was finally time for them to, you know, come out of their shell and come meet people. So, I mean, it's still a thing where people are nervous about it and maybe unsure, but I think, yeah, the more we talk about it and the more we hype it up, it's like people are more interested in coming.
Yeah.
So that is cool. What was I going to just ask?
I don't know. I can't read your mind.
Come on, Melissa.
I'm trying. Sorry, I'm trying to do your job. I keep trying.
Ah! Oh, I wanted to ask you about the PC games. What PC games are you into?
So the biggest one that I've played for like the last few years is called Destiny. Are you familiar with it?
Oh, I think I've heard that.
So you know the game Halo?
Yeah.
All right. So basically the people who made Halo, like Halo, I want to say was owned by Xbox, and I hope I don't get messages like, your history is wrong. So I want to say Halo was owned by Xbox. And so the people who made Halo were like, well, we as a game developer want to go and make our own thing. And so they made mm-hmm. Destiny. And so when it came out, it was this really big deal. That was Destiny 1. And I did not get into that. That was on consoles only. But Destiny 2 was like a, you know, the next chapter, bigger, better. And that's what I've played for years. And it's a really beautiful, very, you know, all-encompassing game. And it's sort of a space cowboy game. Like you know, you're called a guardian, and you are fighting against like these evil monsters that are trying to, you know, invade different places. But it's a really intricate game, and it's a looter shooter, so it is a first person shooter.
Okay.
And you've got, like, you know, hundreds of different guns and mods and powers and everything that you can use. But what's really cool about it is they have these things called raids, and I'm really big into puzzles. I like, it's like I said with the video editing, like, I want to figure it all out. It's all a puzzle to me. And so they have these things called raids, and what they are is they're like 6-man activities where you have to work together to get through this content. And
oh, cool.
Yeah, it's so fun. And I mean, it can take like, it's a really big deal when they first come out, like, it can take like 24 hours to do one of these things. And you really have to work together, like, in very simplistic terms, like, maybe I'll be holding like a power ball and like you're on the other side of a wall and I have to tell you what colors it's changing on this power ball, and on the other side of the wall you have to like push buttons, and so, but all 6 of you are doing something at the same time, so it's this game of like coordination and communication and interacting with the environment. And
oh, that's cool.
I'm super geeking out, so I'll stop. But
no, but it sounds so interesting.
It does
sound fun.
It is. And like PCs have, I mean, they're just gorgeous, like what they can do these days. Like graphic cards have
Gosh.
gotten so good. But it's interesting because I actually don't, I have like this amazing graphics card for my PC gaming, but that's not what I use to do any of my content. I use my iPad. So, you know, it's just because I'm taking the video with my iPhone and it's just too much of a pain to like transfer it to my PC. Like it just shows up instantly through the cloud on my iPad. So,
God, that sounds so cool. Now I feel like I want to. I never really got into PC gaming. My gaming experience kind of ended when like Xbox and PlayStation came out with their new, I'll say their new controllers, but they've been around for 20 years.
oh my
But
goodness,
like
like when?
my
Okay, like what did you used to play?
Okay, so my game of choice was always on PlayStation 2. No. Nintendo 2.
Oh my goodness, how far back are we talking? Like Duck Hunt?
Super Nintendo. Yeah, Duck Hunt, Super Mario. Like that was my level of gaming, and I've tried like since then to get into. I just can't do the Dean controller, but maybe on PC I could do that. It's just something with the hand-eye coordination with my thumbs on those dang controllers. I just can't do it.
On PC, you're just using keys. I mean, I actually still use a controller because I've been using a controller my whole life. And so, again, like those, you know, 20 something boys that I'm playing with, they're like, I can't believe you use a controller. And then they say, but you're still pretty good. Because I do
Yeah,
what
you
I
brat.
do clean the floor with them. I'm not gonna lie. Like, not all of them, but most of them. I'm pretty good.
Good.
I'm just gonna say. Anyway, but I've always played with the controller, and so for me, I can play with the mouse and keyboard, but it's hard. Yeah. But I'm pretty much like a nerd. Like, you know, like I love sci-fi and fantasy and paranormal. I'm really into gaming and puzzles, and you know, my husband is definitely the cool one of the two of us.
Oh, but that's a good pairing, though. Whatever you don't have, he has, and vice
It's
versa.
very true. We are very complementary.
So with your account and with your babies, is there anything like really momentous or like impactful that's happened as a result of having these guys in your life?
I mean, I think that just tell the story of like how we really fell in love with our first baby, Squishy, who again was just baby at the time. So my husband, you know, we loved the show, like, you know, sort of like as soon as Grogu at the time, who was just the child, would show on the screen, it's like, let's rewind that and watch it 10 times. Because he is so cute. So Steve pre-ordered the doll, and Squishy arrived, and we loved it, and it was cute, and we got to know him, and his personality started to come out. And that was when COVID hit, and being an introvert, I didn't mind COVID. I was like, yeah, I have a reason to never leave the house or talk to anybody. This is awesome. But anyway, back to Squishy. So unfortunately, during that time in very early COVID, my husband's best friend that he'd grown up with his whole life was actually dying of brain cancer
Oh,
in
God.
Southern California. And so Steve wanted to be there and with him. And this was when nobody was flying. I mean, nobody was leaving their houses. It was very early lockdown. And so he had to fly there, and then he had to be under quarantine in a hotel, I want to say for 2 weeks, because this is before they really knew anything about like how it was spreading and how easily it spread. And then he had to stay quarantined the whole time until his friend passed.
Oh,
So
God.
I asked him to take Squishy with him, because at this point, you know, like the baby just had so much personality, and we were hugging him and loving him. And so I asked him, I said, please, you know, take him with you so he can keep you company. And so they were together in some hotel in Southern California. And you know, he, you know, during the day, well, for 2 weeks, it was just the two of them in this hotel while he was quarantined. And then for the next month and a half, he would go every day to be with his friend, taking care of him, like while he was dying. And then coming home and like hugging Squishy. And so during that time, the way that we stayed in touch was he would send pictures of like funny things that Squishy was doing. And so I was like, oh, I want to be able to share this with you. So I went out and got, I think it was Happy. And so I started taking pictures of, and so that's when like we started our own little baby community, and that's how like our family started to grow.
Oh.
And like my husband, he travels a lot because I actually did a post on it. He's very involved in disc golf. He's like
Yeah.
both professionally and as a an athlete. So he's
Wow.
traveling a lot to different tournaments. And so Squishy goes with him all the time, or a baby goes with him,
Yeah.
and he'll send me all kinds of pictures of them eating chicken nuggets, or we actually, one of our little guys is a stormtrooper bobblehead named Troopy that Squishy, like he had, when he goes and plays, he leaves Squishy in the hotel room. And so I guess one of the maids felt that he was lonely, and she left Troopy to be his best friend. And so
Oh, no way.
yeah. So like we felt like your baby was lonely, and so they left. And so that's how Troopy became a part of their family. Anyway, so long story
Cool.
short, like we call the babies our love language because it's how we stay connected when we're not together. And it all started from that really hard time during
Oh my
COVID.
God. I tell you what, hearing these stories from people about the things that they've experienced, not because of their babies, but I guess with their babies, it really blows my mind. Like these babies are so much more than just little cute accessories. I mean, they are really a part of our lives and help facilitate so many interactions like that. That's so awesome.
I don't know what it is about that. I mean, it's like you just look in their eyes, and it's like just feel happy. Maybe, it's impossible not to. So
Absolutely. Oh, I love that story. Thank you for sharing that one.
yeah.
Oh, you're making me so teary-eyed this whole time.
I think that's, I won't make you cry anymore, Dawn, I promise. Now I'm gonna tell you about how like I almost died and Squishy brought me back from the brink of life.
What? Are you serious?
No.
Oh.
I
I mean, I would believe it. I would be like, what?
was in a coma and Steve brought Squishy to my bedside, and he was like, "You have to make it through for the baby." And I was like, "Yes." And I came out of my coma.
I
No, that
mean,
was like.
I think it would happen. I think that would really happen. Nothing else would bring you out, or half of us would be brought out of a coma with our babies. So,
Yes. Yeah, but I'll tell you that the babies, they are Steve's babies. Like, I mean, they're also mine, but he really loves those
oh
babies.
God, I love it. I love it. what's something interesting about you that people in the BYC may not know?
So Steve and I travel for food. Well, I mean, we travel because we like to travel, but a big part of that is like we'll travel somewhere just because there's like a destination restaurant to go to. So, for example, we went to for his 50th birthday, we went to Sweden to
Oh,
this
wow.
restaurant called Faviken, that's in the middle of nowhere, northern Sweden. And all of the Swedish people are like, "Why are you here?" Because they've like barely ever seen tourists, kind of
Oh my
thing.
God.
But I mean, it was this life-changing experience. I mean, we were there for solstice, and
Oh.
like all the food that this chef made, it's like all locally sourced and
Oh
foraged,
my
and
God.
it's this experience where there's only like 10 people there a day, and you stay in this tiny little room that's above the restaurant, and we're like, because the sun doesn't set in northern Sweden during around the
Oh,
time
yeah.
solstice, so it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, and the bartender's still giving us drinks. I had no idea it's 4 o'clock in the morning,
Jeez.
but anyway, so that's the kind of stuff we like to do. I just really love experiencing different cultures and in particular, like eating the food from different cultures.
Oh,
it doesn't have to be Michelin restaurants, you know, it could just be whatever is really authentic.
Yeah.
But just really have an appreciation for like flavors and the history of the food and, you know, very Anthony Bourdain type of lifestyle.
That is awesome. I've always wanted to do that, but just never did it because I think it is very, it's a really good way to learn about a culture is to experience the food of that culture.
Yeah. I mean, so much of life surrounds food, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think our dream is to, you know, sell everything and just go live in different countries for like 3 months at a time.
Oh my God. Yes. Wouldn't that be the life? That would be just so awesome.
We actually were kind of working towards doing that and then COVID happened. I don't know that we were super ready, but COVID really changed sort of the landscape as far as that, and everything's kind of pretty much back to normal now, so it's still possible. But thankfully stuff like Airbnb and you can do that sort of thing now.
I think that would be the best way to live. I dream of that. Like I always say, when I retire, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But then I think, God, why am I going to wait till I retire? Like, I need to figure out how to do that now.
Well, especially with you working remotely, like you don't have to be anywhere, so you could definitely do it.
Yeah, that sounds like, I mean, that definitely sounds like the lifestyle I need. So anything else? Is there anything else we haven't covered that we should
talk about? No, I mean, I've talked a lot, so.
It's good, dude. You've been awesome.
I mean, I don't think the craft brewery stuff is really all that big of a deal.
Oh, no. I did want to hear about that. Unless you don't want to.
No, I mean, it's really not that interesting because I don't even do it anymore.
Well, we'll save it for another time. Maybe you'll come back.
No, why would I do that? No, are there any accounts that people are like, hey, can you reach out to this person and talk to them?
Yeah. So some people have asked that and, I have kind of put out feelers and people are like, oh yeah, that would be fun. But I wanted to actually make that a part of the podcast and say, who do you want to hear from next? Like, who should we reach out to? And then if they hear that from somebody on the podcast, maybe they'll be more willing to come on.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people are just as introverted, you know, like they don't necessarily, or they're good online chatting back and forth, but to come out and sort of put themselves out there, they're afraid to, maybe. So
yeah, true. I really wouldn't have done it, but every time a new podcast would come out, Steve would say, you really should be on there. Like, oh, okay. And so you put out another calendar thing, I'm like, I'm just gonna do it and make my husband happy.
Good. Oh, I'm so glad. Is it were you just nervous to like talk about yourself or
because we're new, I mean there's just so many other accounts that would deserve to be on the podcast before me, like Who Ate Our Snacky Snacks, like she is so prolific in like all of the attention and love she gives to the community, and I know that there's a background there I'd love to learn about, and you know, like Little Green and Teeny Tiny Yoda, and I know you did Grogster, and Sleepy Tiki, who helps run school, and I mean, it's just the list goes on and on. So for me, who's been doing this since like August, it's like I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. But also, yeah, I just don't really like to talk about myself. Like, I've been incredibly nervous this entire time. I like talking with you, though, because you're such a nice person.
Oh, good. Well, I hope I make it easier because I feel just as awkward. And as you can tell, I'm not like a freaking professional by any means. So I hope that makes people feel... I hope that makes people feel like, okay, this is not as daunting as it should be or could be, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, I'm one of those people, I don't like to hear myself talk, I don't like to look at pictures of myself, like just all of that stuff makes me uncomfortable. Yes.
Well, I think people are gonna be so excited to hear you. They're gonna be really happy that you came on. I'm gonna be excited to go and watch more videos now and now that I know who you are and like see the people kind of behind the video now, you and Steve.
See, and you'll see they're almost all homework. Like they're I think there's a few that were just like showing Christmas presents, or I think the Taylor Swift one I did because Steve is secretly a Swiftie. But yeah, it's pretty much all just homework.
Melissa, again, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for doing this, and it was really nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Well, anyway, thanks, Dawn. And if you need anything, let me know. I don't know how to hang up this app. I'm hoping.
Oh,
Oh, here, leave meeting.
there
Okay,
you go. All
bye,
right, goodbye.